Chapter 3. The Mystery of the Diary. Word List. Blind Man's Buff. Camping. Checkers. Chess. Chinese Whispers. Collecting Stamps. Dance. Darts. Dodgeball. Doing Origami. Doing Magic. Doing Puzzles. Equipment. Fishing. Hangman. Hide and Seek. Hiking. Hopscotch. Lose. Play a musical instrument. Playing Keepy Uppy. Playing Marbles. Racket. Rollerblading. Riding a bike. Sculpting. Sing songs. Skip rope. Tag. Tic-tac-toe. Win. Yo-yo. Expressions.
What is your favorite game?
My favorite game is checkers.
Do you enjoy playing chess?
Yes, I do.
Do you go fishing?
Yes, I do. No, I don't. I go hiking.
What are your hobbies?
Sculpting and doing origami.
Can you play hangman?
Yes, I can. No, but I can play marbles. I'm good at playing hide and seek. I'm not good at playing dodgeball. I play tennis with my racket. He likes fishing. They don't like ice skating. I dislike skipping rope.
Chapter 3. The Mystery of the Diary. A few days later.
It's activity time. It means fun time. The students are in the garden. They are having so much fun. But Arda and Yasemin are sitting in the classroom as a punishment. They are bored. Yasemin goes near the window. She looks outside.
Are you happy now?
Why do you ask?
We are sitting in the classroom because of you. That's terrible. It's activity time. Everybody is in the garden, but we are in the classroom. It's so boring. You are a real trouble, Arda, and I hate you.
Arda is sitting at his desk. He isn't so sad. He doesn't care.
What do they do at activity time? Why is it so much fun?
Students do sports and play different games. Everyone likes that because activity time is for games and hobbies.
What are these games and hobbies?
A. You are Yasemin. Answer Arda's question. Look at the pictures below and write the names of the activities.
Don't be sad, Yasemin. You are a very boring person. What are your hobbies? Studying? You can't do any fun thing at activity time.
B. Choose the correct picture for the underlined game hobby.
What? I have lots of hobbies.
1.
Really? What are they? Collecting stamps?
No, I don't like it.
2.
Do you like hiking?
No, I dislike hiking.
3.
Do you enjoy sculpting?
No, I don't.
4.
Is your favourite game tic-tac-toe?
No, of course not.
5.
Is your favourite game Chinese Whispers?
No, I like that game, but it's not my favourite game.
Okay, what are your hobbies?
6.
Well, I like rollerblading.
Rollerblading? Wow, that's great.
And I'm very good at table tennis.
7.
Great! Do you have a racket?
Yes, of course. I play table tennis with my racket.
Do you have other hobbies?
8.
Let me think. I like riding a bike.
Do you have a bike?
No, I don't have a bike. My father says it's very expensive, but I want it so much.
Oh, so help me find the pirate treasure. We can be rich, and you can buy a bike.
I want a bike. I also want to throw a great birthday party, but we can't read the diary.
Come here, look at the pages. You are clever. Also, you are good at English. Maybe you can understand it.
Yasemin is not sure about it. She sits next to Arda. She looks at the pages carefully.
I don't understand this alphabet. The letters look different.
At that moment, Tim and Georgia come in.
Why are you here? It's activity time. Is Miss Brown angry with you too?
No, we are here to take our friends' sports and games equipment. Can you help us find them, Yasemin?
Of course.
But there is a problem. We don't have a list. Everyone wants something different, and we can't remember. We need help.
C. You are Yasemin. Read about your friend's hobbies and match them with the right equipment.
That's great. Thanks, Yasemin.
You're welcome, Tim. What about you? What's your favourite sport?
Oh, I'm not very good at sports, but I like playing hide and seek.
Arda opens his bag and takes out a mirror.
Here, take it.
A mirror? Why?
Well, because you can use it to play hide and seek.
Everyone laughs.
That's silly. You don't need a mirror to play hide and seek.
It's not silly. Turn your back. Hold this mirror in your hand. Your friends think they hide, but you can see them in the mirror. Later, you find them and you win. Do you want to win that game? It's very easy. You just need a mirror.
Oh, now I know your favourite game, Arda. It's cheating.
Tim and Georgia laugh, and they leave the classroom. Arda looks angry.
D. Arda and Yasemin continue their dialogue. Fill in the blanks with the words in the box. 1.
Well, you're wrong, Yasemin. I'm good at many things. For example, I do origami very well.
That's a lie.
What? I'm good at it.
Okay, here is a piece of paper. Show me.
Arda looks at the paper.
Okay, you're right. I'm not good at it.
Oh, don't be sad. Maybe you aren't good at doing origami, but you are very good at lying.
I have some hobbies, but I don't remember them now.
2.
Okay, do you play marbles?
No, I don't.
3.
Do you go fishing?
What? Of course not. I can't hurt fish.
4.
Do you ride a bike?
No, I don't, because I don't have a bike.
See? You don't have a hobby. You are good at lying and cheating. That's all. You are an awful person.
You don't know me.
At that moment, Ms. Brown opens the door and she comes in.
Arda, what's wrong? Why are you shouting?
Nothing.
But Arda looks at Ms. Brown and he starts crying.
Oh, I'm so sad, Miss Brown. Yasemin is very rude to me.
What? No, it's a lie.
She thinks I'm an awful person.
Why?
Because I'm not good at any games or sports.
That's rude.
Ms. Brown takes the mirror from Arda and gives it to Yasemin.
That's rude, Yasemin. Take this mirror, look in it and ask yourself, am I good at everything?
Yasemin looks at the mirror.
Well, yes, I'm great.
This answer makes Ms. Brown more angry.
E. You are Yasemin. Miss Brown is angry with you and you want to change the topic. Order the words and ask Miss Brown questions about her hobbies.
What is your favorite game, Miss Brown?
My favorite game is chess.
Do you enjoy playing checkers?
Oh, yes. I enjoy it so much.
Can you play keepy-uppy?
No, I can't. It's very hard. But I can dance and sing songs.
What about playing yo-yo?
No, I'm not good at playing yo-yo either. I think it's boring.
Are you good at playing darts?
Yes, I love playing darts. It's so much fun.
Good job. Ms. Brown isn't angry now. She leaves the classroom. Yasemin looks at Arda.
You were awful, and I hate you.
Arda points at the mirror in her hand.
Do you want to see an awful person? Look in the mirror, Yasemin.
Yasemin is angry. She turns the mirror down. At that moment, she sees something. Something great! She points at the mirror.
Look, Arda, the mirror is on the diary.
So what?
Just look at the mirror. The diary isn't in a different language. It's English.
But these letters are different.
No, they aren't different. They are just reverse. We can read it on the mirror.
Arda looks at the mirror and smiles.
Wow, it's very exciting. Come on, let's read it.
They turn the page. Arda reads it, but he is confused.
The Diary of the Blind Man's Buff. What is this, Yasemin? Blind Man's Buff is a game.
Yes, you're right. It's the name of a game. But here, it is the nickname of the pirate. Blind Man's Buff.
Why?
Yasemin doesn't know the answer of this question, so she starts reading.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.